For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. In this edition, we're talking to Tracy Trost, who for the past month has been dealing with COVID-19. Tracy, thanks for letting me talk to you today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I hope whatever we share today can help others.
Let's talk first about what happened in the beginning when you began to feel bad physically and what you thought it might be.
Okay, yeah, it was a strange deal, really. I remember it was a Sunday morning. I woke up. This is before, well, it was just when the social distancing was starting to kick in. And we planned to go to church, and I just said, I don't feel up for it. And the weirdest part was, is I had the feeling of having a fever, yet I didn't have a fever. Skin was tingly, even irritating to the touch. Got chills. I was hot. I was cold. I would sweat, you know, kind of cold sweat, and just didn't feel good, you know. So you just think, okay, I caught the flu, or I got a bug, or, you know, something's going on, allergies, whatever it is.
So this was in early March, right?
Yeah, I think it was March 20th in that range, somewhere around there. And so, you know, you just, you know, drank fluids and didn't really eat much, just went to sleep. And I kind of slept a lot during that day. And then it just kind of continued. Monday, I woke up, didn't feel great. I still worked. We were at that point, our office was, you know, pretty much everybody was working from home. You know, I just did my calls from home, did a lot of Zoom, a lot of Skype kind of stuff, and didn't feel great, but, you know, didn't feel like, you know, really sick. And then took a nap that afternoon, I remember, which for me is kind of strange. I'm not really a nap type of person. I'm kind of hyper, actually. I feel like I'm wasting time if I take a nap, you know, where I know a lot of people are the opposite. They love their naps in the afternoon. But so it was kind of out of character for me to, you know, to do that. And then as the days progressed, I just got more and more, I guess my skin was irritated. I had, again, I kept acting like I had the flu, but or I'm sorry, a fever, but I didn't actually carry a fever. It was the weirdest thing. That went on for about a week or so, and just wasn't getting better, and just, you know, sleeping a lot. And then it started to progress from there, where I was getting, where I was sleeping, you know, from 10 o'clock at night until, you know, 11, 12, 1. I mean, one day I slept 18 hours straight, and it just progressively got worse, and it got to the point where I couldn't really work. So then
how long was it before you went to the doctor?
It was about two weeks, probably.
Did you actually go in to the doctor? Or
we called up a local, you know, urgent care place down in town, and they were great. You know, we pulled up, they, you know, checked. I didn't have a temperature at the time. Everything seemed fine. And so they took us in. They swabbed us for influenza A and B. My wife and I both went in because my wife wasn't feeling well either. And he's like, you know, you tested negative for that. He said, you could be, you know, COVID positive. He says, I can't tell. The thing that was interesting with me is my lungs stayed clear. My saturation levels were 98%. When we went in and saw the doctor, he's like, you know, hey, you could have some weird strain of flu. You could have COVID. I don't know. He said, but because you're not having difficulty breathing, I can't really like recommend you for a test.
Okay. Now this is what's strange. He could not administer the test because you didn't pass certain checklists.
Two things, the fever and the difficulty breathing. Okay. Were the two main things.
Why do you
and
think
that's
that
every
was?
Time I would call somebody, that was the first question. Are you having difficulty breathing? Do you have a fever? You know.
Why yeah. do you think you, is it just because there were not that many tests available at the time? Did they give you any reason for why they wouldn't administer the test to you?
No, I mean, it was still pretty early on, and I was still not sure. I just knew I didn't, you know, have a normal kind of flu.
Okay.
I can't speak to, you know, he didn't say there's a limited ability. You know, he didn't say anything like that. He just said, you know, I can't, you know, say, recommend you get a test. Now, he did say, you know, if your breathing gets difficult, you know, or you have pain breathing, so just go to the emergency room and they'll take you from there. You
know? Which is something they didn't really want the COVID people to do, because they were trying to keep COVID people out of the emergency room. Yeah. And yet you were told.
But if it gets to that point where you can't breathe,
you got
to
go.
Basically, constitutes an emergency, you need to go in.
So you decided to go to urgent care.
I never ran into that part of it. Sorry?
You decided to go to urgent care. Your personal doctor, was he available to you at all, or was he shut down?
He was. No, he was. But it was one of those deals where at that time, you don't know. You don't know where you're at. And, you know, could I have this? Yes, I don't know. So he said, I can prescribe you like Theraflu. I can do all these different things. He says, I don't know if that's going to make a difference. He says, I mean, they were great. He's like, I'm willing to help you in whatever way I can. And I said, okay. So he said, one thing that may help is a steroid shot. So I'm like, all right, let's do that. So I got a steroid shot. My wife got one, and she got a B12 shot, because that seems to work well with women. She immediately started getting better from it. One of the things I found out later, if you are COVID positive, getting a steroid shot is one of the worst things you can do. And
really?
So I kind of went downhill after that time. So it was interesting. So that was like 2 weeks into it. And then I just kind of progressively got worse. I think I saw him on a Wednesday. So I went another week. I was on a Wednesday. So Wednesday through the weekend, I just got worse and worse and worse. You know, if you were doing like a percentage scale, you know, of 100% meaning you're normal, everything's great, 0 meaning you're dead. You know, I was down in that 10% range. No energy, sleeping 20 hours a day. My poor wife, she didn't know she was out one day. And I got up out of bed, went to the bathroom, and I was so tired and weak, I just laid down on the floor and fell asleep on the bathroom floor, for like a couple hours. I woke up, it's like, you know, I was cold, and, you know, it's like, oh, wait, I'm just gonna go back to bed. So I did that, you know. It was the weirdest part for me. I did have the cough here and there. There were 2 days when I got the fever, about 103 temp, but it only lasted about 12 hours. But, you know, again, fortunately, my breathing never was affected, you know.
So how did you go about finding out that you had the COVID-19? What happened to get you to that point?
So, you know, I called again to the urgent care and just said, hey, I'm still not feeling well, you know, and they're like, did you have a fever? And I said, yeah, I had one, but it's gone. And they said, how is your breathing? And I'm like, I mean, if I breathe really deep, I start coughing, but I'm breathing fine. And they're like, yeah, I mean, until your emergency level, there's nothing we can do. So I was talking with a friend of mine on the phone, and he was very concerned. And he said, you know, there's this place that we found on 71st and Riverside area, MCI, that is doing testing for COVID-19, but it's $250. And the Wednesday is when I saw the doctor. The following Monday, that whole weekend was, you know, just horrible. And so that Monday night, I said, I need to go in. So I just got in my car and I got in line, made the appointment, paid the $250, drove to the place. They came out to the car. I felt bad for them because it was raining out, of course, you know. So they're all wrapped up in their garb. But they come out, you know, ask me a few questions, swabbed me, and just said, okay, we'll let you know in 72 hours.
In the car. They did you in the car.
Yeah. I just rolled the window down, and they, you know, and that was like the longest 10 seconds of my life, each nostril. You know, she's counting down, you know, 10, 9. She's jamming this thing up. I could feel dents in the back of my head, you know, but they were very nice. You know, she's like, I know this is horrible, but, you know, this, I have to do this. And she's just rotating this thing way up in my sinus cavities, you know, for 10 seconds each side. And so they did that. I, you know, went home, went back to bed, and for the next, so that was Monday.
And you're still not feeling, you said 10 or 20% of your normal person. I mean, you're still not feeling
like
10%. Well at all.
Yeah.
And you have to wait 3 days.
Sorry?
You have to wait 3 days to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was the crazy thing. So, you know, I'm just staying home. I'm not working. I mean, fortunately, I had all kinds of people emailing, texting, you know, Facebook messaging. If you want to feel good about yourself, you know, get a disease, because people will come out and tell you how much they love you. It was really nice.
Wow.
You know? And a lot of people praying, a lot of people just, you know, asking. I felt bad because, and I put in my Facebook post, I please don't, you know, take me not responding is not appreciating it, because I just can't emailing, texting was just draining, and my brain wasn't, I was foggy, you know, and I would write something and trying to read it. And I mean, I remember when my wife finally brought the medicine to me, and I'm trying to read the label and I just can't comprehend what the instructions were.
Well, you're jumping ahead. Let's get back to the point where you get the results
Thursday
back.
Night. Yeah. Yeah. Thursday night, they call, say, hey, you know, this is the testing facility. You did test positive. I said, okay, great. And I'm kind of like asking them, what do I do? And they're like, well, you know, talk to your doctor. So I'm like, okay. So I called the same urgent care place and said, hey, you know, I just got my test back. I am positive. And they're like, okay, because it was after hours. They said, well, you know, we'll get back with you first thing in the morning. So I go to sleep that night. I think I slept until like 2 o'clock the next afternoon that day. And I woke up and they had called back, but I slept through it. So I called them back and I just said, you know, here's the deal. I test positive. I want the hydroxychloroquine and I want the Z-Pak. And, you know, because I've been, you know, listening to the news and watching and, you know, listening to the results coming from this. And I understand it's an off label, but I also understand the FDIC, that's the banks, FDA, there you go. Food and Drug Administration had, you know, approved the off brand if the doctor and the patient are, you know, agreeing to this. So I said, I want that. And they said, well, we haven't prescribed this yet, so we got to figure out what we got to do. So she's like, can you go and sit on hold? So I sat on hold for like 15 minutes. And they came back and said, you know, the three doctors here at the thing have, you know, agreed this is a good plan. We've got to fill out a bunch of paperwork. You know, I said, okay, I don't care what you got to do. I want this medicine. And then they're like, can you send us your test that shows you're positive? I said, sure. I emailed to them right there. I said, please confirm you've got it. They're like, yes, we have. And I said, okay. And then I said, I don't want to sit on hold anymore because honestly, I'm trying to stay awake. So please call when it's ready. So about 45 minutes later, they call back, said, you can go pick it up. I went back to sleep. My wife went and picked up the medicine. I slept for a few more hours. So it was a while when I woke up, the bag of medicine was sitting next to me on the couch. And that's when I tried to read the instructions and it was just not clear. And I would say I was probably like at 5%. That was Friday afternoon. Mm. I mean, I was just like lethargy is a good word. I don't know. Just lethargic. Yep. I couldn't, even sitting up would just drain me. You know, it was crazy. But, you know, my family was fantastic through the whole thing, trying to help me, you know, make sure I ate something. I mean, I lost close to 15 pounds over this ordeal. So that, I guess, is one positive thing about it.
So
we got to keep it off.
Good luck with that. It was Friday afternoon and you've got the medicine. So is that, you took it that evening?
Yeah.
For the first time.
It was a double dose of both. So I took, around 2 o'clock, I think that afternoon, I took the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak and I went back to sleep. I woke up. I would say within 3-4 hours, I could tell a difference. I was sitting up. I was talking. My wife was like, gosh, you've got light in your eyes again. You know, you seem like you're awake, you know?
Yeah.
And it was great. So then I took it again, the second dose that night. Woke up Saturday and felt not good on Saturday and just kind of laid around all day Saturday. Took the medicine again morning, night. And then Sunday felt better. Monday was down. Tuesday was a little better. You know, it's just like I kind of went up and down. It was a 5-day regimen. I wasn't sleeping as much during those 5 days. I think from like 20 hours a day down to probably like 16, 14 hours a day. And then all of a sudden on Wednesday, I woke up. This was after the fifth day. If Wednesday was the fifth day of the medicine, I woke up and was like a light switch had turned off. And I remember waking up and sitting up and going, gosh, I feel like I could take a shower, you know, because before even the energy of taking a shower, I'd about pass out, you know. And I got up, took a shower, I came out. My wife's like, gosh, you look great. And I'm like, I feel great. You know, it was like crazy. So I'd say I jumped up to like 30% on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday, I would say was 50. And Friday, I would say was 80. By Saturday, 100%. I was out in the yard trimming trees.
Wow.
and raking leaves.
So a week later is night and day difference.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And it happened, you know, because it was Friday morning. I started taking it and then it was the following Wednesday when I actually felt, I mean, like really, like there was a difference. And then by the following Friday, I was like, you know, get me out of this house. I need to go for a walk. I need to get outside. I need to do something.
So basically you mentioned that this was a regimen that you took. So there was a finite number of pills, and mm-hmm. how long did they last? How long did the doses last? 5 days.
5 days.
So you took them for 5 days. So the last 2 days there, you were just getting better as a residual effect of the 5 day regimen that you took.
You're not taking it anymore, right? Yeah. I haven't taken it since last Wednesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, now
Tuesday. Yeah.
So when you got the medicine, did your insurance cover that, or did you have to pay for it out of your pocket?
I think we just paid for it. Honestly, it was like $30.
Okay.
So it was not expensive.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many?
I don't even know. She took care of it.
So how many people in your family? Living in your household?
Like,
how many
living in the house?
Right.
There are four adults and two kids.
How do you, what do you think you came in contact with to catch this?
You know, that's a good question. I've got a couple of different theories. You know, one of my people who live in our house works at a hospital that did have COVID cases. I mean, she was very thorough when she came home. She took off her garments, put them in a bag. You know, she washed herself really well. So, I mean, that's one possibility. She did also test positive about a week later after me, but her experience was night and day. I mean, she had one day of a little bit of a fever and kind of a cough and not feeling well, and then it was done. So she didn't take any medicines or anything. It could have came through that. You know, I did travel a few weeks beforehand to Virginia, and there was a lot of people in a hotel we were at. So I don't know. I mean, I couldn't put my finger on it. The funny thing is, it just, when it hit, it was just like, you know, Saturday night I went to sleep and everything was great. Sunday morning I woke up, I didn't feel good. Mm. And it just progressively got worse, you know. So it's a good question, you know, because I know in our office, we, you know, before all this stuff had kind of hit, we had already, you know, everybody was working from home. So we weren't here, and nobody else in the office here that works in the company. And there's, you know, 15 of us, nobody else has shown any signs or contracted it.
So you've got six mm-hmm. people in your house. Your daughter-in-law tested positive, but you think she probably contracted it at the hospital where she works. You're not sure whether you caught
That's
it.
That's a theory.
Yeah, it's a theory. Okay. It's not a bad one, considering.
What I don't want to do is throw her under the bus.
Yeah, I understand.
Because I don't know that she was the one that brought it. You know, I could have got it from somewhere else, or maybe even I gave it to her. I don't know.
But there are six people in your family, and the two of you are the mm-hmm. only ones that contracted it. Did you quarantine yourself within the house from your other family members?
Not full separation. You know, I just basically, you know, stayed to myself. They, you know, we kept separation. There was no like hugging, kissing, you know, holding hands or anything during any of that time. We were all washing our hands. Still do. You know, now thankfully it's become a habit. You know, you know, we were careful that way. But I mean, when you're all in one house and, you know, I wasn't eating dinners with them. I wasn't sitting and talking with them. But I mean, you know, you're all in the same house.
And you know? And yet your wife is obviously, she's administering things and helping you day to day. And she didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
She got sick for about 2 weeks, but it, you know, we don't know that it was COVID. She didn't have the same symptoms that I had. When she did get steroid shot, the B12 shot, she got better right away. So we're not thinking that it was that. But who knows? You know, each person deals with it differently. I mean, there are people who probably have it and carrying it and don't know it and are not having any symptoms at all. You know.
So today, over so Skype, you look good. I mean, you look almost like yourself. You do look a little bit tired, but for the most part, you look healthy. What are you doing now?
I mean, working.
Yeah.
Just glad
back
to be working. Glad to be out of the house.
Yep.
You know, I'm the only one at the office, which I understand. Nobody wants to be around me. I get that. I have been symptom free for, you know, tomorrow will be a full week. But, you know, we're all staying away from each other and, you know, wiping down surfaces. We did have a company come in and do a deep cleaning on our whole office area and spray it with, you know, this disinfectant stuff that's supposed to kill these things. So. We've had that done. But yeah, I'm just thankful. I mean, I was telling my wife the other day, I said, it just feels good to feel good.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, again, thank you so much for sharing your story. I do appreciate it. But again, thank you. Thank you for talking to us. We do appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I hope it helps.
This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.